coast is real.
Benny lowered his voice and added,
and Patty Wilson disappeared.
She might have just left town, Jesse said.
I agree with Benny,
Violet admitted.
Until we know for sure what happened to Patty Wilson, I think we should leave a gift, too.
When we get home, I'll find a nice present for the ghost, just in case she's real,
Benny told Violet.
We don't want any bad luck.
The children entered the cemetery and stayed hidden in a grove of trees near the mausoleum. They watched as Marcus set down his box and removed the candlesticks. He carefully arranged them near a column, then picked up the empty box and walked away.
What do you think is going to happen to Marcus's gift?
Violet asked Henry.
I think someone will come and get it,
Henry replied.
Then we'll know who's pretending to be the ghost.
Isn't that stealing?
Jesse asked.
I mean, if someone invented a ghost to scare people into leaving food and silver and jewelry, then sneak in and collect it all, that seems like stealing to me.
Right, Henry agreed. The person who's doing this is definitely a thief.
It's a ghost,
Benny argued.
Not a thief.
And where would the ghost put all those presents?
Henry asked.
Well, the ghost makes them magically disappear,
Benny said.
Magically disappear to where?
Henry pressed Benny to think about his answer.
People have been leaving things for the LaFont ghost for 74 years. That's a lot of gifts.
Well, not too many,
Benny replied.
If I got presents on my birthday and at Christmas every year, I'd never run out of places to put all my gifts,
Benny said.
They could all fit in the toy box and under the bed and in the closet.
He smiled.
I have plenty of room for 100 years of presents.
Yeah, you're funny, Henry said. But ghosts don't have beds and closets. I think we need to stay here all day to see who's taking the gifts and prove there's no ghost.
Maybe we can find out where the thief is putting the presents and return them to their owners,
Jesse suggested.
If we catch a person pretending to be a ghost, I won't believe in ghosts,
Violet said very practically.
And if we see a real ghost, then I will believe in them.
Oh, ghosts. Yikes,
Benny said, as they searched for a better place to hide. Jesse and Violet found a good spot in the old grove of trees where they could keep an eye on Marcus's candlesticks. Benny climbed up one of the trees for a better view. Since they were going to be there all day, Henry ran home to take watch back and pick up a pair of binoculars. He returned right away. Hours later, Violet was bored. Besides Marcus, no one else had come to leave gifts at the mausoleum, and Marcus's candlesticks were still sitting there.
I'm beginning to think there's no ghost and no thief, she said. Nothing interesting is going on.
I'm cold,
Jesse said. She'd left her hat at home and forgotten to ask Henry to pick it up when he went back. Violet sneezed.
Choo! I'm cold, too. And I'm hungry,
Benny called down from the tree branch where he was camped out.
I brought you lunch,
Henry said, looking up at his brother.
But that was hours ago,
Benny said.
And I brought snacks.
Henry pointed at a trash bag filled with empty granola bar wrappers.
We ran out 10 minutes ago,
Benny said with a sigh.
I ate them all.
Hang in there, Henry told his siblings. We can't give up yet. Something's going to happen.
Just then, he saw movement near the mausoleum. Henry put the binoculars to his eyes and adjusted the focus.
What do you see?
Benny asked, sitting up straight and leaning forward.
Is it the ghost?
Or a person?
Jesse squinted in the direction.